Hey, Terry Wilhite here, along with
Debbie Campbell with Tab News.
And it's a great pleasure to have Eric Phillips, the community liaison today with legacyofhope.org.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
And tell us what you guys do.
Yeah, sure. So the Legacy of Hope is the organ procurement organization for the state of Alabama. So we are a not-for-profit. We work under federal license, essentially to recover organs and tissues from deceased donors. And so what we do, or I should say what I do, is provide education, right? I mean, we definitely have, you know, we have our surgeons, we have our medical team, which actually performs those recoveries. But what I do is try and get people engaged, understanding what it is that, you know, we're asking, what it is that the DMV is asking when they tell them, you know, would you like to register to be a donor? And just sort of getting people on board with this process and just to have a deeper understanding of how it works.
Is there more supply than demand, more demand than supply?
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, unfortunately, the case is that there is absolutely far more demand than supply. Coming from an organ family myself, my stepdad went on and off the waiting list for about 8 years. A good match was never found. He is still living. He's doing well. He's on dialysis. But sort of the difficulties being on that list and sort of the heartbreak of that, he decided that he didn't want to be on the list anymore. And the unfortunate reality is that nationally, there's 117,000 some odd people on the waiting list. 20 people die each day on that waiting list, you know, just hoping to get the phone call that, you know, they're going to get transplanted. So
one of my best friends in the world is a double lung transplant recipient,
wow.
David Gaines,
wow.
One of the best Baptist pianists in America, literally, plays for the Billy Graham
that's phenomenal.
Evangelistic Association up in North Carolina. And it has been very interesting to follow his path, and he's one of the longest people to have survived, and is doing good. And so I know it makes a real, I know you probably get those stories,
yes.
of the life-changing,
yes.
moments. Tell us, you got a story that kind of stands out in your mind?
It's one of the parts of my job that helps me get up every day, because working with death and dying, I mean, it's difficult. But, you know, the thing that is most revitalizing is talking to the communities. And whenever we start at Legacy of Hope on our very first day, I was unprepared. Essentially, they say, hey, we're going to have what's called a connect to purpose. And that's where someone who's either a donor or recipient comes in and talks to us. And my connect to purpose was a woman who essentially, she had gone through a liver transplant. It had failed. She went through another liver transplant while trying to take care of her family, while working hard, and the match was just not being found. They finally found her what is called a high-risk organ, which means that the donor was positive for, in this case, hepatitis B. And so in those cases, you know, it's only offered in a critical case where the individual could die, you know, while waiting, and she did accept. She's doing great now. But y'all, on my very first day, I was not prepared. She and I were both crying, and I am not a crier. It was an incredible experience, and I'm so grateful that I work for a company where on your first day, they want you to have that connect to purpose. Mm-hmm. They want you to participate. They want you to be part of the
right.
experience.
Well, I know that you said you like to be able to share, let people know about this. What are some ways that we can help as Baptists? Here you are at this Baptist meeting. What do you do? How can we help you?
So the big thing is, this month especially, November, is National Donor Sabbath. And this particular year, you know, it's a little late in the game now, but November 15th through the 17th is essentially the weekend in which we ask all faith communities to come forward in support of organ and eye and tissue donation. You know, being part of the Baptist community myself, that's sort of why, you know, I chose to outreach here. But, you know, what we're really looking for is for some pastors, some ministers, you know, to step forward and say, hey, why don't y'all come out and do a donor drive at our church? Or, hey, why don't you send us some materials? We'll do a donor drive, you know, make it part of, you know, part of our outreach program. Just, you know, we just really want involvement from these communities, where I know that there's such a rich tradition of giving and love and all the things that really make me happy to do what I do.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yes,
give us that contact information should somebody want to immediately get in touch with you.
The best way to get in touch with us would be to call our number directly, 205-731-9226, or you can go to our website, which is www.legacyofhope.org.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you all for having me.
Appreciate it.